Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to get a hold of me, please, I got an 800 number. I'm excited about it. 844-775-LOAN. It's 5626. I always hate looking up that number. And if you don't know me by now, and I probably have 100 or 200 of these, plus YouTube videos and everything else, just Google me. Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. I highly suggest you check out my YouTube channel. And there's about 300 videos there. And I think you'll like at least half of them. So today I want to talk about, I'm going to go over some of the calls I got this week. And don't turn the dial, because this might be you. It might be exactly, you know, what's happening to you. So don't lose faith in what you're trying to do. Your goal is, and again, if you're listening to this show, most of the time you're looking to or in the process of buying a house, or you're a realtor, or you're a mortgage person. So use this as an educational tool to help you. So here's a particular kind of area that I've received calls on this week. And it's funny, it was this week, and it's been the same kind of repetitive call or call theme. The people that called me have called one or two other mortgage companies prior to me. First of all, why? Shame on you. So secondly, is they were all turned down. And third, if I can recall correctly, I approved every one of them. So first thing, why aren't you calling me? You know, are you afraid that, you know, I'm not big enough, my company's not big enough, and one of those other companies you hear on the radio all the time are big, you know, is bigger and can help you better? If that's your thought, then you're not thinking right. Okay, here's what you're looking for, and I'll be blunt. If you're listening to the show, you're looking to buy a house or refinance or something in that area. You're looking for money as cheap as you can get it. Okay, you also want somebody. Do you want to call in every time and get somebody different or get the runaround? I get this many times. The person never calls me back. I can never get a hold of them. And now, you know, I was hoping to close in a week or two. Now they're telling me they fired the person. And believe it or not, I get that more than once a month. So, and also, if you call me, you're going to get me. That's what I pride myself on. When I say, you know, what do I do different than the next person? I answer the phone. You talk to me. Okay. So now let's go down that avenue. What happened with these clients that they got turned down and I was able to help? Okay. One stands out in particular because I just spoke with this person yesterday afternoon. And then again, last night at 9 o'clock, I was at my kitchen table doing the pre-approval at 9 o'clock and called her with some great news. So that's another thing I do different. I work at 9 o'clock. I actually work. If you need me on the weekends, text me. You're putting a bid in on a home. Text me. I can update your pre-approval immediately. Okay, so what happened with this lady is she calls me and says, Dan, you probably can't help me. And that's how a lot of them go. And I was like, well, why? Well, I just applied at another place and they pulled my credit score and I was a 587 and they turned me down because they said I minimally need a 620 credit score. Okay, so in my mind, I'm thinking, well, my FHA programs will allow a 580 credit score. So there might be more to this story. So the next thing I ask in the back of my mind, I'm thinking 620 credit score. What are they qualifying them for? So I'm thinking, okay, a conventional loan. So obviously this company either doesn't offer FHA programs or The client didn't have any money for a down payment, so they needed a down payment assistance program. So, thinking that, I questioned the person and said, okay, you have a 587 credit score. How much money do you need in the bank? Or how much money do you have in the bank? $10,000. So then the thing pops in my mind. Well, she doesn't need the down payment assistance program. So why on earth would she need a 620 credit score? My conclusion is, I have no idea. The lender that she went to must not do loans under a 620 credit score. You will find that as a common theme. Okay, so I'm working on her file. I go through it and she says, well, I said, why is your credit scores so low? Well, I have a lot of medical collections. Okay, so I pull her credit personally. She has the 587 credit score that I thought. I'm scrolling down and she has about $8,000 in medical collections. Okay, so I issued her a pre-qualification. So what do we do? Let me kind of on a side note, okay? In most cases, collections, if they cumulatively add up to $2,000 or more, they need to be satisfied, excluding medical. So in her case, I know that's the guidelines. However, I send an underwriter the credit report with my, you know, with my thoughts behind that. I'm doing an FHA loan. I'm doing this. Here's her credit report. Am I okay with these collections being medical over $8,000 because aren't they excluded? 15 minutes later, I get a response. Yes, you are fine. Yes, you are correct. Those are excluded. At that point, I issue you or issued her a pre-approval and, or pre-qualification. And she calls me in 5 minutes. What? She's crying because she's happy. So she went from that afternoon not being denied, her basically dreams crushed, to that evening at 9 o'clock. I have her on the phone and she's crying because now she can potentially or most likely make that dream of owning a home a reality. Okay, so this scenario doesn't happen, you know, every blue moon. This scenario happens almost every day. So I'll go down this tangent. Please, if you're listening to this, give me a call. There's no high pressure sales. My rates are as good as any other company in the market. I will help you personally. I'll help you with your credit. I'll help manage you through this process. If you have an 800 credit score and $100,000 to put down on a property, I would love to work you on, you know, with you in that scenario as well. I don't want just, you know, the people that can't get qualified. I have probably among the best jumbo rates in the country. The best jumbo rates in the country. So I can do $1 million home, a $2 million home, or I can do an $80,000 home. So I can go, you know, basically all of those programs. So when we come back, what I'm going to discuss is I'm going to go over the various programs and the qualifications to get into each one of those programs. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. So let's go down another avenue. Here's another, in an episode or two ago, I had a young lady here who was a Marine. And she is ecstatic and she has a heart of gold that she wants to help veterans. I want to throw this popped in my head. So I really want to throw this out there for the veterans out there. If you are a veteran, God bless you. If you're looking for a home, please let me know. I'd love to help. My dad's a World War II veteran. My shout out to you on this. I will waive your lender fees for veterans. I will waive your lender fees for veterans. Okay. I will educate you on this process. I will help you get the paperwork that you need to get a VA loan. Here's what VA loans, here's what they do. And when in the next segment, I'm going to go over FHA, conventional, the 3% down programs and other things. But I want to really make a point on the VA programs. You only need The best program for a VA loan and the simplest way to go through it is with a 580 credit score. You can have a lower credit score, but in that case, you probably have a bunch of lumps on your credit that's going to prohibit you from getting approved initially. And why I say initially is because I will make it a goal to do everything I can to get you into a home. I will help you with your credit, or I'll assign somebody to you to help walk you through and let's start cleaning up your credit. It might take us 2, 3, 6 months to get you into a home or a year. But my vow to you is I will help in any way we can help get you into a home. So with the VA program, you need a 580 credit score. Okay. You do not need any money in the bank for your down payment. Okay. So you can get into a home basically with no money. The next benefit of the VA program is anytime, or in most programs, if you do not put down 20%, you need what is called PMI. It's mortgage insurance. It's to cover the lender of losses. It really doesn't do anything for you, but you're paying for it. That fee can be probably range in the cases that I do, from about $100 to $200 a month. Think about it. If you could save or not have to pay $200 a month on your mortgage payment, how much more could you buy to equate out to the you know, most people out there? Okay. The next thing is, and this is huge, if you have a disability, a VA disability, you do not pay any fees, and I can help you or guide you to someone that could potentially help you with your real estate taxes. I have clients that we've helped that they went from $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in real estate taxes to zero. So I'd love to help. So again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you'd like to reach me, I'm excited about my 800 number. It's 844-775-LOAN. You can still reach me if you're in the Chicagoland area at 630-338-1160, because I'm on 1160 radio. And you can also email me. That's probably one of the best ways to get me fast is dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. What we're talking about in this segment is the different loan programs. And the reason why I want to stress these programs isn't to bore you. It's for those realtors, people looking to refinance, people looking to buy homes, other mortgage people. You know, if you have kids, grandkids, relatives, anybody that's looking for a mortgage, many times people get denied and just stop looking because that particular lending company didn't have the program to fit what they needed. So, you know, that's what I do. I basically, if the program's out there, I have it. So I hopefully want to be your one-stop shop. So let's go over some different programs and the parameters behind those. And again, it's not to bore you. I'll go through it fairly quick, but I want you to get, you know, if you're looking to buy a house, you don't need 20% down. You don't need 15. You don't need 10. You don't need 5. You know, you can probably get away with a 3% down. You could have an 800 credit score. It's not an FHA loan. You can get away with 3% of a down payment. Okay, so just think about it. Most people think, or most banks or most lenders require that you put down 5% if it's not an FHA loan. 5%. Okay, so the difference between me and them, let's just say, just make this a loan, is 2% more down. Okay, so on a $200,000 loan, that's $4,000 that you don't have to put down. What's it going to do to your payments? Probably increase it 10 bucks. Would you rather have $4,000 in the bank and have pay 10 bucks more a month, especially when you're getting into a brand new home? Probably. So let's go down that realm. So I have conventional programs. And what I mean by conventional programs, these are just bank loans or just generic mortgages. I'll make this as simple as I can. It's a generic mortgage. There's no parameters behind it other than it is a single family to a four unit A home could be a condo, could be a townhouse, could be a what they call a PUD. It could be a four flat, could be, you know, whatever in that range, as long as it's residential and no more doesn't exceed 4 units. Okay. So the guidelines behind that is you need a 620 credit score. All right. That'll most likely get you there. The bankruptcies and foreclosures. A bankruptcy, you have to be out of the bankruptcy for 3 years. You have to be out of a foreclosure for 7 years. Okay, so that's the guidelines there. So now, here's what hurts a lot of people is when it comes to other, I'll say the bad credit, your collections. Okay, in collections, like we stated in the first segment, if your collection accounts are medical, don't forget them. They don't just act as they don't exist at this point. Okay, that's that part of the medical. Now, if they're collections with something else, like your ComEd bill, a Sprint bill, something like that, is if they're cumulative, if you add them all up and they exceed $2,000, we have to pay them off prior to you buying the new house or for you to be able to refinance. Now, if you're refinancing, you can pay it off in the refinance portion. Or in most cases, you can call the collection company and negotiate. You might negotiate pennies on the dollar to go that route. Okay, so that's that part of it. Judgments have to be settled and paid. All right, so I'm trying to think of the basics here just so I don't bore you to death and I don't get way too deep that you're like, what is he talking about? Okay, so 620 credit score, 3% down if you're buying a home. I can even refinance if we're just paying off your mortgage only because rates went down. Rates are dramatically lower. They're close to historically low rates again. If your loan fits certain criterias, that's just call me if you want to check it out. You can refinance your current mortgage up to 97% of the home's value. So you might say, I bought 2 years ago. It really didn't appreciate much. I didn't put much down. You know, here I can't refinance because my bank needs, I have to be at 80% or 85% to refinance through them. In many cases, I can go to 97%. Okay, so that's the conventional program. 620 credit score, 3% down. All right. So you don't have a 620 credit score. So what do we do? Well, you can get an FHA loan down to a 580 credit score. You can actually go below 580, but let's focus right now on the 580. At a 580 credit score, you can go FHA with 3.5% of a down payment. Okay. 3.5% of a down payment. All right. Bankruptcies and foreclosures have to be over 3 years at the time of this recording. It changes. It doesn't change a lot, but a lot of the guidelines that I'm going over with you now, they can change. So, it's August of 2019. If you're listening to this in the future, you know, it might be 2020. You know, please just reach out and I'll give you updated guidelines. But if it's right now, these are the guidelines today. Here's another area where people get kind of stuck with different lenders. What we call your debt ratio. Okay. Your debt ratio is very simple. We internally call it your debt to income. So meaning your debts, everything that shows up on your credit report divided by your income, your gross income before taxes and everything's taken out. Okay, that's your debt to income, debt ratio. So all your bills plus your mortgage or proposed mortgage divided by your income. FHA, my FHA program, will allow you in many, many, many or most cases to go to a 57% debt ratio. Now, I don't want to hear, well, Dan, that's a terrible program. Why are they doing that? It's not controlled by me. HUD controls the guidelines. So, call your congressman if you don't like it. But what happens is many banks will say, we're not doing those loans. You can only exceed 50% or you cannot exceed 50%. So a lot of banks have it where your qualifications are a 620 credit score and a 50% debt to income. So You can get turned down because of that. With them, with me, you'll be approved. Okay, so that's the FHA piece. We went over, you know, briefly the VA, some of the VA stuff beforehand, but let me go over that again with you. The VA, our VA program, I need a 580 credit score, zero down payment, zero. If you don't have a 580 credit score, but you're pretty darn close, let me know. I'll help you. Okay. So that's that portion of it. Now, I also do USDA. Now, I'm in this program airs in the Chicagoland area. However, it goes out to DeKalb. It goes to Indiana. It goes up to Wisconsin. There's many areas that qualify for USDA. If you're in a somewhat of a rural area, please let me know. If you're looking to buy a house, here's the benefits of a USDA loan. Zero down payment. Zero. Nada. So how does that help you? Well, obviously, if you don't have any money and you want to buy a house, it helps you tremendously. It takes you from renting to buying a home. Okay, and I won't elaborate on USDA because I want to go over one little section here. I want to get into credit real fast because when I'm talking about this, you know, I'm saying you need a 620 credit score, you need a 580 credit score, you need this. How do you find out what you have, and how can you work on it? Okay, so I created a website, and I didn't create this thing to get rich. I created it for you. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. Now, this isn't an infomercial. This is a training tool for you, and it's to help you, okay? Credit scores, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. It's all spelled out because you're getting your credit scores and you're getting more. Creditscoresandmore.com. Scroll down. What I want everybody to do, no matter what, do step one. It is a free credit monitoring system. Doesn't ask you for a credit card, really doesn't ask you for much. It'll just give you one of those questionnaire prompts that says, you know, what was the first car you owned? Is it listed below here? Click it. What one of these addresses correspond to you at some point in your life? Click it. It'll ask you some tricky questions that only you would know. You click through those, accept it, and you have an account. It's that simple. It'll alert you with when your credit's pulled. It'll alert you when your scores change. It'll alert you with anything and everything. Do not buy any of the services. I don't want you to spend a nickel. I don't want to do nothing. Don't do anything with this system. Just use it. Use it to learn, to find out, you know, about your credit, to look over your credit. Is it accurate? Okay. So the next section, now you're like, okay, I have that. I have the monitoring and everything, but you know, it gives me a credit score that's called a Vantage score. And the Vantage score isn't used by any lenders. Okay. But that site is very, very educational. If you really want to see your credit scores that all the lenders use, it doesn't matter if you're looking for a mortgage, a car, insurance, credit cards, anything. And you want to see your scores and you want to work on your scores, go to step two. If you go through the system, creditscoresandmore.com, click step two, you'll get discounted rate. I think it's like 20 or 30% off of what everybody else is going to pay. You will get your credit scores from all the repositories, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and you'll get all the scores. There'll be over 30 different scores, and you'll be able to scroll through there and see, you know, what's my TransUnion mortgage score? What's my TransUnion auto score? Those are what those companies will use. If you're looking for a mortgage, it's obviously the mortgage score. If you're looking for a car, it's the car score. And they'll be different. So go through that meticulously just to make sure that the data in there is correct. So that is my show for today. Hopefully I taught you a little bit more about the programs, the down payments you need, how to get which credit scores are needed. If you want to look at your credit scores or monitor them, what you can do. And then if you really want to know what your credit scores are and you want to work on it, where you can go as well. That's creditscoresandmore.com. So again, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. If you'd like to reach me, give me a call at 844-775-LOAN. Or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. I'll see you back tomorrow. Good night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.